Wait, you're in France.
Yeah.
Still. I mean, I love the stories that you have. Anything new or any mishaps or what's happening
daily
there?
Well, the communication barrier is the biggest thing. But follow me on Instagram, Barnesology. I'm doing my, and this is good for college credit, Barnes on History. Every day I'm trying to share some cool historical finds as I explore Provence.
Yes, educational.
Yesterday, I was trying to do laundry. This was like, you could just play like the Seinfeld music or the Curb Your Enthusiasm music as I'm walking over with this big load. And I put it in, and they have one of the washer and dryer. Like, so it's both.
It's not easy. I've tried.
It's not easy when it's in French. So I went over, and this started like 8 a.m. our time. I put the stuff in, and I did it, and I didn't do it right. And so I went back, and I was like, damn it, because it still had all the soap in it, and it just wasn't right. So I went,
ugh.
And there's so many things that, you know, click on there, but I don't know what any of it says. So then I went through and I thought I found the one that called coton, C-O-T-O-N. I thought cotton. I thought, okay, well, this is going to dry. So I hit it and it was like a 4-hour and 20-minute cycle. And after I hit start, I couldn't stop it anymore. And so it washed everything again and didn't dry it. And so I had to run. So long story short, 7 hours and 40 minutes. For one load of laundry, and it finally got finished.
I have tried, and I could never figure it out.
I am problem child number one over here. Wanted to mention an app. Oh, first of all, I keep getting DMs about the insurance deal. People asking, what the hell is this deal with the insurance? It is getinthering.com.
Yeah, you've talked about that. Yeah.
I'm to the point of copy and pasting the information, though, because, you know, on all the different socials. The deal is this. I saved over $2,200 in the year. And I thought, because I'd been with USAA for over 10 years, I think close to like 15 years. And I thought, well, I just stay here because that's, you know, you're signed up and you just stay. Now the rates can change so much. Getinthering.com, they basically go to war with all these insurance companies and get you the best deal. Long story short, again, they saved me $2,200 and change. So if you want to find out what you can save, call Jim Bethay. He said I could give out his cell phone. So just call the dude, 404-386-7885. And it's super easy. Or go to the Morning X page on 99X and you can get the number there also. But so that's the deal.
Very nice.
That's the deal.
Very nice.
All right, this app I wanted to mention is called Charity Buzz. And it has...
I know about Charity Buzz.
I read it and look at it religiously. I'm looking through it right now, just off the cuff. William Shatner hand-signed Star Trek uniform. Right now, there's only 2 bids on it. And there are so many things on here that you can find some really good finds. I mean, that's pretty cool.
I'm all about, you know, whenever I go to like a fundraiser, I'm all about the silent auction. But something like this, that's sort of, you know, it's global in reach, you can find some pretty exclusive things.
Yeah, because there's so much. I bid on Reese Witherspoon, lunch with Reese Witherspoon on here one time. I got outbid and didn't get it, but I went too high. I asked Heather, I was like, hey, so how much is too high to bill to get on an auction for lunch with Reese Witherspoon? She's like, I don't know, like $500. I was like, oh, good to know. Because I went way past that.
Yeah, 500 is low for Reese.
Well, no, she was saying that's how much she expected I would max out at.
Oh, and no.
I went way beyond that.
Whoa.
I didn't get it. You can dine with actor Jonathan Lipnicki in L.A. You remember him from Jerry Maguire?
Oh, yeah.
The little kid?
Now that you mentioned it, yes.
They're estimating that to go for $1,500. There's 6 bids. Elvis Presley framed unused concert ticket from 1956.
And all this stuff is authenticated, by the way.
Yes. I mean, there are just power player after power player in here. You've got, you can go meet Shania Twain.
One of her concerts. She's gonna be here next week.
She's doing it in New York, in Dallas, and basically you right now. This one might be high. Current bids at $2,300. Which still, if you were a lifelong fan of her,
Shania, and she's so nice when you talk to her and meet her.
How about this? You can meet Kiss. Two VIP tickets. You'll meet Kiss at the End of the Road final tour. End of the Road, my ass. They've been saying it for 20 years. But the bid right now is at $5,100.
Are you more interested in, with auctions like that, are you more interested in meeting someone or getting something that's signed?
The meet and greets.
Yeah.
I've done a few of these. I met the showrunner for Homeland a few years ago. I only paid like $600.
Yeah, I remember that.
So here's a great one. I talked about you could have, you could break bread with rock royalty. And I look at this weekly. This one I just found. Meet Leslie Fram, CMT's Senior Vice President of Music Strategy and Talent in Nashville.
Now, I will be honest with you, I have done this several times for charity, is for Save the Music,
yep.
For Music Cares. I think there's one up there now for, is that the Save the Music
one? Yes, Save the, did you know I was going to mention this?
No, when you said rock royalty, I was thinking Bono. I'm not rock royalty by any stretch of the imagination.
So if you would like to sit down with Leslie, you can do it in Nashville. Nice. And it's a Save the Music, Leslie. It's for the Save the Music Foundation. There is about 7 days or something left. And right now, $2. There are no bids right now.
I think it just went up, in all fairness, Barnes.
Two people are watching it, and they estimate you to be $1,500, Fram. How can they put a number like that on Leslie Fram?
No. I'll take you to a nice lunch. We'll go to a really nice lunch.
I have some questions about this, because I was thinking about bidding on it, because I can never get on your schedule. But they're saying, enjoy coffee and a meeting with Leslie Fram. There is no mention, by the way, of the Morning X. There's no mention of your radio career. So thanks for that, for promoting the show. Appreciate that. And there's, let's see. I mean, there's about 18 paragraphs about all the good things you've done, which is
nothing about the Morning X.
And I was looking. I even got I magnified the print.
Oh,
still couldn't find
man.
It. So you need to bid. If you would like to be help charity and go face-to-face with the Fram in Nashville.
Yeah, I'll take you to lunch.
Just go on Charity Buzz and plug in Leslie Fram, and you'll find
Barnes,
it.
Why don't you do it, and you can come here, and we'll have a nice lunch.
I'll start the first bid. Let me see what minimum bid. Oh, minimum bid is $350. That's a little rich for my pocketbook, Leslie.
Oh, if it said Reese Witherspoon, you'd be up to like $15,000.
I know, but I don't spend every day with Reese. So if you would like to meet Leslie Fram in person and do it for a good cause, Save the Music Foundation and songfarm.org, just go to Charity Buzz and search Leslie Fram.
This is The Morning X. Get in touch. Hi at themorningx.com. Barnes and Leslie.
The Morning X on 99X.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.